Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just in case you missed something, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I don't want you to miss anything. Praise God. I want you to get every nugget that you can tonight. Praise God. Amen. And that we just coming on tonight. Praise God. To enjoy Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise Him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Glory to God. Amen. 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 To know praise God. Amen. You can hear me?
Yes. Can you give us some volume? You're sounding very low.
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about now? Nope. Amen.
Evangelist.
Praise the Lord.
That's better, Evangelist.
Right here?
Yes, ma'am, that's better.
Amen, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, amen, praise the Lord, amen. Amen, as we say, amen, technical difficulties, amen. But we praise the Lord again, amen, glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Somebody just shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to make it. Amen. The song says some way, somehow, we're going to make this journey. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we ask you, praise God. Amen. Those that can and will. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. As we get ready to praise God. Amen. To go before the Lord. Amen. In prayer. Tonight, praise God, and I ask you to give someone, amen, glory to God, or something on your mind tonight, praise God, even that situation that you've been praying about, glory to God, amen. We know prayer changes things, prayer changes situation. Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Praise God, glory to God, amen. We're living in it, praise God, amen, a time prayer, amen, to where we can't do nothing but pray. Amen. And seek the face of God. Glory to God. Amen. And what goes with prayer? Amen. Is faith. Amen. Amen. We must have faith. Glory to God. To believe. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Don't look at the situation. Amen. But we must believe and trust. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Trust. Amen. Amen. Trust God as never before. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He will not let us down. He will not forsake us. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to get ready, praise God, to go before the Lord in prayer. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To know,
the recording has started.
Prayer, prayer, prayer. Glory to God. Amen. The effectual prayer of the righteous. Amen. It availeth. Amen. The Bible said much. Glory to God. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to say thank you. Glory to God for another day that you have allowed us to see. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Another day. Praise God. A brand new day. Glory to God. Amen. Woke us up early this morning, clothed and in our right mind. Hallelujah. Lord, we woke up this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God. Giving you thanks and praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And thanking you for the blood covering. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God, amen, bless us. Going in and coming out, oh God, even our children, oh God, our family members, hallelujah. Lord, we come to say thank you. Thank you, oh God, for what you have done already that you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, for being a lifter of our heads today. Thank you, oh God, for being our deliverer, our way maker, our burden bearer, our heart fixer, oh God, our healer tonight. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We honor you. Lord, we love you tonight, oh God. We come tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No shape, no form, and no fashion, oh God. But we come as we are tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You know our ins and outs. You know our ups and our downs. Oh God, you know, praise God, the things that we are going through, the things, oh God, hallelujah, that looks too hard. Oh God, you're able, oh healer. You able to heal. You able, oh God, to set free tonight in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come tonight ask you, oh God, to forgive us of our sins tonight. Hallelujah, oh God, to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Oh God, take away, oh God, those things that are hidden in the name of Jesus. Well, God, we ask you to have your way tonight, Holy Ghost. Well, God, let your word go forth, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, that it uproot, that it heals, that it delivers, oh God, that it saves. Tonight in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you know what we all stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, God, Lord, to sanctify us. Oh, God, hallelujah, sanctify us tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, stir up. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you tonight for victory. We thank you, oh, God, hallelujah. Yes, even in the midst of situations, oh, God, hallelujah. We're yet, oh, God, speaking, oh, God, decreeing and declaring. Tonight, victory is on our side. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we praise your name. Oh, hallelujah, for who you are tonight. Lord, we ask you to remember all the sick and the shut in everywhere. Bereaved family, oh, God, that are going through the Russell family. The Myers family, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. You able and you well able. Glory to God, and we're calling upon your name tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Jesus, our Father, hallelujah. Jesus, our healer. Hallelujah. Jesus, our deliverer. Jesus, our way maker tonight. In the name of Jesus, have your way upon this line tonight. Glory to God. And where you remember Evangelist Bradley, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, some way, somehow. Glory to God, make ways out of no way in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, you know what you stand in need of. Glory to God, and we thank you tonight, oh God, for we realize, oh God, your word said that we just ask and believe in your name, oh God, that there is nothing too hard for you to do. Touch, God, the whole wide world in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need your touch tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, we need a miracle in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah, because you're the only one that can do it, oh God. You're the only one, oh God, and we ask you tonight, glory to God, Lord, to visit those that's incarcerated in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight, bring a restoration to the line. Bring restoration, oh God, in Jesus' name. Glory to God, put smile back on faith. Take hatred out of the heart in the name of Jesus. Oh God, put joy back in the body of Christ, oh God, in your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for your word said to my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, oh God, that you will heal the land tonight. Lord, we ask you tonight, Holy Ghost, have your way. Bring your glory back, God. Bring your glory back. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you. Hallelujah, not much of material things, but we need you, Jesus, in our lives. Hallelujah, Lord, and we ask you tonight, bless the message and the messenger on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we love you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, God, wipe away every tear, comfort hearts tonight. Heal, God, hallelujah, take away that pain. Hallelujah, that, oh God, that is aching tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord. Fix minds that are disturbed. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Bring families back together, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. So they don't have jobs in Jesus' name. Bless finances, oh God. Hallelujah, bank accounts. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. So they don't have food, oh God. Make ways out of no way. Hallelujah, oh God, for you are the bread when they're hungry. You are the water when they're thirsty. In the mighty name of Jesus, every pastor, hallelujah, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless them tonight. Encourage, anoint them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, just remember your people tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, and everyone that's on this line tonight, God, meet every need. Hallelujah. Make ways, God. Open doors, oh God, that you have meant for them. Oh, shut every door, oh God, Lord, that the enemy has set up. Shut the door in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you tonight. For the blood of Jesus still works, hallelujah. The blood still works tonight, God, and we praise your name. Keep us, oh God, under your blood. Keep us, oh God, hallelujah. In the grace of the Most High. Keep us, oh God, hallelujah, in your will, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we praise you tonight, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We love you tonight, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Bless, oh God, this prayer line tonight. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, hide us behind the cross, oh God. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. In every heart, say amen in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Glory to God. God is just good, 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 good. He's good all the time. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I just hope, amen, you're just rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. For the scripture said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Glory to God. Amen. Can I get some magnified people out there who just throw their hands up in the air like you just don't care? Hallelujah. Just say, Jesus, I love you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Glory to God. Brian, can you sing a song? The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Glory to God. He's here. He's here. He's here. Glory to God. And we praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. For you, you, and yes, you. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to get ready. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God to be blessed tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. With a solo tonight. Amen. Before the word of God come. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to ask. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. God gave his son, and they call him Jesus. He came to stay. Heal and forgive. He died and he rose just to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove that my Savior, he lives. Because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know, he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Praise God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you on tonight. I believe lost our host. Amen. But we give God thanks and praise on tonight for that beautiful selection. Amen. Because he lives, and truly because he lives, we live. Amen. God bless you on tonight. We're so grateful, amen, as already stated, amen, for this day, for this time, amen, Jesus. We must have grateful hearts, amen. I believe, amen, we have our host back. Evangelist, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again. Praise God, Evangelist Bradley, amen. It's mm-hmm. So, Lord. Amen. Sister Anita Williams, praise God. Amen. Thank God, amen, for you. Amen. Because we live. Amen. Excuse me. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God tonight. Glory to God, amen, for all of you again. Praise God, amen. How many know it's word time? Glory to God. Amen. And we praise the Lord tonight for you, you, and yes, you tonight. Praise God. Amen. So we actually praise God. Amen. Don't touch that dial, amen. Stay right there. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. We are getting ready to be blessed. Amen. And more blessed. Amen. Tonight, praise God. Amen. The woman of God, amen, is coming tonight. Praise God. Amen. A speaker. Amen. A replay. Praise God. Amen. With Pastor Nellie Kidd. Praise God. I love that name. Amen. Tonight, my mom's name was Nellie. Praise God. So we praise the Lord tonight for Pastor Nellie Kidd, praise God, from True Deliverance Outreach Ministry, amen, of Monroeville, Alabama tonight. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We can't get enough, amen, of the word tonight. Praise God. Amen. We just want more and more and more. So praise God. Amen. If you missed it, praise God. Amen. When she came on the first time, praise God. Amen. Amen. I want you to know, praise God. Get your pencil and pad. Amen. Glory to God. Take it down. Take the word down. Praise God. Amen. We can apply it to our hearts. Amen. Because we're going to need every little bit. Amen. Every little bit of dripping crumbs. Amen. To get from here to glory. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I got my shovel ready, my spoon to eat. Praise God. Amen. For the word tonight. Amen. So we ask the Lord, praise God, bless the message and the messenger tonight, and bless you on tonight. Amen, woman of God, tonight. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We do bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. We bring you greetings all the way from Monroeville, Alabama, here at True Deliverance Outreach Ministry, where we are the pastor and the founder of the ministry. Amen. We want to say you thank and praise God for you, Minister Bradley, tonight. Amen. And we want to say you thank and praise the Lord in the absence of, amen, the man of God, Dr. S.C. James, and Pastor, amen, one of our best friends that were in the ministry. And we want to say we thank and praise God for the Mother Carrie James and the staff there with the CPC ministry. We just bless the Lord tonight. God is so gracious that he's still a merciful God. And we do want to say that things change, people change, time change, but God never changed. Amen. And I do appreciate God tonight. Amen. For Sister Minister Ollie Booker, my precious sister in the Lord. I've been knowing for a long time. Thank you, praise God, for everyone that's on the line tonight. Amen. We want to say amen. We're not going to hold you long, as Minister Bradley said, because I thank probably all of us in the service on today. God is so gracious. He's so kind. He's so merciful. Amen. He's opened doors for us to come together again. You won't say amen. Let's not let it be in vain. For how many know we're so blessed yet to be here? For God has given us. But that is a word from the Lord for every or anything that is attracted to you. So the matter is, we're going to ask you tonight, will we obey the word of God? That's all we have to do is obey the word of God. We always say it's not hard. It's not heavy. It's not a burden. All we have to do is get a mind and a heart to obey God. Amen. When we live in times now as never before, times that we've never seen. We see things that we've never seen before. We hear things that happening that never happened before. Amen. And if it's ever time to draw nigh to God, the time is now, with our mind, but with our heart. Amen. It's time to draw nigh to the Lord. Amen. I do thank and praise God for another chance tonight. For He didn't have to do it for us, but He did. And I give Him all the honor and all the praise. But we're going to start this little scripture. We're just going to talk to you tonight. Amen. And just come together with some understanding and wisdom and knowledge in the Word of God. First of all, I want to say this scripture from Acts 27 and 25. It says, therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God. And we know now we live in times where God said, for it will be just as He said. It will be just as He said. This is Acts 27 and 25. So whatever it is, amen, it's going to be just as God has said. So if there's ever been a time for us to stretch out on the Lord, never before, the time is now. For we're hearing on walls and rumors of walls, as the word is said. But even in that, God has told us, amen, how to react and what to do. And I want to say to you tonight, amen, that it's some unthinkable things is going on in our America. Some unthinkable things are happening, amen. We don't so much come now for the time we live in. We don't so much come, amen, to tell nobody, you know, you're going to get this or you're going to get that. For if we walk, amen, in obedience to God, God is going to do everything He promised us to do. And He wants us to seek Him first, His kingdom and all of His righteousness. And things will be added. Amen. A lot of things, amen, we're going to have to walk by faith, amen, and not by sight, but we know, amen, that's how we live, by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. So we the Lord for that tonight. And another thing is the name of Jesus carries more authority than any name. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 4. The name of Jesus, amen, we can't hear one another tonight. You hear me, but I can't hear you. Amen. And the others can't hear the others, but everybody here tonight. Amen. So we know that the name of Jesus carries more authority than any name. Amen. Even His name, amen, is above the president's name, the governor, any other name. Amen. His name is above. Amen. Corona tonight. Amen. It's above any name. Amen. So we're going to cast down on our imagination that we're thinking. Amen. And we're going to trust God and believe God tonight. Amen. I want to read something to you. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 4. The Word of God says that for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For our weapons or our warfare are not carnal. We have weapons tonight in Christ Jesus. And they are not carnal. They are spiritually, plus they have power. The weapons that the Lord has given us tonight in Him. So He said, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, going to cast down imagination. Verse 5 said, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. We have to know and understand that our imagination, amen, whatever we think, amen, it's going to take a toll somewhere, sometimes or another, on our in our spirit. So we want to cast down all of these carnal imaginations and believe God. Even the times that we're in now, we yet believe God. Even what we're going through now, what we see with the natural eye, we yet believe God. Because God's word, he has already spoken and told us he would see us through these things. Even in the pandemic, God has been good to us. Amen. And we have to see, know, and understand that. Amen. So we're going to cast down the carnal things and the carnal-minded things, because the word even says that a carnal-minded man, he cannot receive the spiritual things of God. Amen. So we believe God tonight. It doesn't matter how the situation look or what the enemy wants to whisper in our ears. We yet believe God. But God, amen, in the name of Jesus, is stronger than any name that we can think of. It's stronger than anything that we can think of. So when we call on the name of Jesus, we're going to believe what God has promised us. We're going to walk in what God has promised us. Many times we cannot see it right then, but if we just hold on, God, amen, as he said, amen, we're going to believe him, but it's going to be just as he said. But I want to say this tonight, amen. It's summertime now where we must walk in obedience to God. We must get our hearts and minds, amen, focused on God like never before. What would you have me to do, Lord? Which way would you have me to go? What direction would you have me to take? So many times we went on our own thoughts. We have done things, amen, the way we thought they should be. The people of God, if there's ever been a time we need to draw nigh to God, the time is now. And we need to quit wasting time while we got a chance. We need to make good of it. We need to quit wasting time because we don't know. We don't know the day or the hour that Jesus is to come. And even the things that's in the earth today, as we've been in this pandemic a little over a year now, I think it is, amen, we have heard so many rumors. We have heard all of these things that's been said, amen, but we know that he did say that he would send these plagues in earth, amen. And we want to say tonight, amen, as the scripture says, amen, this is just the beginning. Amen. A lot of times, amen, we don't want to get so carried away as we think, amen, come out as the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We, amen, have been chosen in the kingdom by God. So we're going to walk like it. We're going to act like it, amen. We're going to live like it. Amen. But this is just the beginning, amen, of some. But he says, amen, that he would, amen. And we want to look tonight again, and we're not, I heard it, amen. We're not going to be with you long tonight, amen, because we'll be back tomorrow night if it's the Lord's will, and I pray it is, amen. But we need to know, amen, what times we're in now. And if we ever need, and sometimes we know what time we're in, but what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Are we going to get in that place in God where he has given us a chance, amen? So are we going to get in that place in him and thank him and act like and appreciate him for another chance and fall in that place where he is trying to lead up? I want you to look at Ezekiel tonight, the ninth chapter, And I just read it just a few minutes ago, just glanced at it a few minutes ago. Amen. And sometimes I try to take notes, but the Lord won't ever let me. I really do. But I thank him for that. Amen. Ezekiel, the 8th chapter, and we're going to look at the fifth verse. This is Ezekiel talking, amen. He says unto me, son of man, lift up thine eyes, not away towards the north. So I lift up my eyes the way towards the north, and behold, north was at the gate of the altar, the image of jealousy in the entry. God is talking about his people. He's talking about, amen, his house tonight, amen. And he says here, he said, furthermore unto me, son of man, see thou what they do. See thou what they do. We know tonight that the judgment of God is going to start at the house of God. For God has chosen us. He has chosen his people. We are only in chosen us, amen, to be a light, an example of those that are on the outside. Amen. So he's talking about, amen, the house of God. He says here, he says that furthermore unto me, son of man, see thou what they do, even the great among the nations, that the house of Israel committed here. That I should go far off from my sanctuary, but turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater among the nations. So as I said, he and I read just a while ago, Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and he said every time, and every turn, every way we turn, amen, every which way we look, every which way we go, there's an abomination in the house of God. And so many times, we don't want to hear this. We don't want to talk about it, amen. But this is where judgment is tonight. And again, I say, if there's ever been a time for us to go near to God, God, think about it. We are here. Some didn't make it. We are yet here. If there's ever been a time to draw nigh to God, tonight is the time. But we know not the day or the hour that the Lord will return. Amen. So he says here, and he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, son of man, dig not in the wall. And when I had dig in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, go in, and behold the wicked above the nation that they do hear. So I went in, and I saw, and behold, every form of creeping things, and every abode of the beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And he says, and that stood before them 70 men of the angels of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Zephaniah, the son of Shaphan, and with every man his temper in his hand and a thick cloud of incense. But all of these abominations going on in the house of God. Even verse 7 says, he said also unto me, turn ye yet again, and thou shalt see greater abomination that they do. It's time, amen, that we come clean with God. It's time, and I can't say anything but what the Lord has given me, because we are in troubled times now, and thank God that he yet has his hand on us. Amen. So he goes on to say, and he brought me into the other court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord between the porch and the altar was about 5 and 20 men, with 25 men, I'm saying it in my words, with their backs towards the temple of the Lord and their faces towards the east, and they worshiped the sun towards the east. And he said unto me, has thou seen this old son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they committed the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore, will I deal in fury, my eyes shall not spare. Neither will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. We don't want to cry in the ears of God tonight, and he turned a deaf ear to our cry. We don't want to pray to the Lord tonight, And he turned a deaf ear. And I spoke in his services on today. When you stand for something, when you stand tall for something, amen, especially righteousness and realness and truth, you're going to be persecuted, people of God. You're going to have to, most of the time, you're going to have to stand alone. Because a lot of times we're with one another until we have to stand for something. And then we back down. We back back. I'm not with you anymore. I got to go do this, and I got to go do that. And we live in a time now where the truth has just about perished in the land. Because the enemy has got the thing out here now. Don't judge. You judging me. You don't judge me. And I always look at it this way. The truth is not judging. The truth is just the truth. And the word of God said, ye shall know truth, and the truth shall make us free. I didn't know the truth years ago until somebody told me, what does say the Lord? I didn't have no idea, amen, what the truth was. And I'm not ashamed to admit it tonight. But somebody told me, Jesus loves you. And how many know, amen, this is a personal thing, amen. I think I heard somebody say something like this a while ago. It's personal. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. He, amen, wished that none of us perish, but all come to repentance, amen, and be saved, amen, even from the things of the world. Amen. So it's time, amen, that we run into God like never before. I'm excited now as I ever been. I'm more excited as I ever been because I have seen the Lord move his hand and show himself strong. And I know you have to show himself strong even in the times we're in now. But that's his promise to his people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He said in his word, if we abide in him, word abiding us, we could ask what we would, and it would be done in the name of Jesus. So we have to know and understand all we have to do is get in the word of God and let nothing move us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to believe all of the rumors, and we see things happening with our natural eyes. Amen. We see, amen, buildings falling and people are getting snatched and stolen. Children are being stolen. My family killing family members. What does it take for us to know God is showing us, amen, what we need to do? He's bearing us. I thank God for that tonight. But some of these things that has already gone on and gone down, amen, we have to know could have been in that number. So as I heard a little quote on yesterday, what does the world have that we would rather give up eternity for? What is it? What is it? Is it, what is it? Is it the music or the Jesus parties that we are having in the churches or that we are affiliated with? What is it in the world that we would give up eternity for? I feel good tonight. I feel good. I feel good all day. I've been feeling good for a long time in Christ. What it is now, of course I want to see that for the part when you cross over. So we don't have nothing, amen, in the world that we should have, amen, that we'll give up for eternity. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walk in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. Isaiah 65:7. Amen, 65:2. The Lord is saying, I have stretched out my hand all the day unto us, a rebellious people. We yet rebellious. God has been so good, so good, so good to us, and he is good. But we yet rebellious. We can't come together. We can't walk in obedience to God. Amen. We have gotten to a place now where we need to come together for some spiritual counseling, all of us. I need some. Amen. I haven't got a little bit. Amen. So we have to know and understand it. My people have forgotten me. Jeremiah 18:7 and also verse 15, he said, because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their way from ancient paths to walk in the paths in a way not cast up to make their land desolate. And a perpetual hiss, and everyone that passed shall be astonished and wag his head. Amen. I will scatter them, says the Lord, with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face. I won't see God's back. I hope I don't have to. I won't see. We got to see the face of the Lord tonight. We need to see the face of God. We cannot do it on our own. We cannot do things the way we want to. Amen. It's to the face of God. Amen. We got to stand up, people of God. It's time now like never before. The Lord spoke to me on last week. He said, you know, many souls going to be lost because we haven't told them. We don't tell them. We're afraid to say a man, not supposed to marry a man. Why can't I be afraid? The word of God says a woman not supposed to marry a woman. Why can't I be afraid? The word of God said it. Why can't I be afraid? Amen. So this is the place God is trying to get us. Amen. He's sending warnings before us every day. Amen. Because, amen, he wants a people saved. Now we have to know and understand that everybody is not going to get it. Amen. And like I said, amen, that I haven't been so fearful, especially of the people of God, because God gives us not the spirit of fear. God don't give us the spirit of fear. Even in this pandemic we're in, God did not give us the spirit of fear. He does not. And you got to know, we got to know. Amen. Some of these things is for the wicked. Not for the people of God. Not for the people of God. It's for the wicked. Amen. And we have to know and understand it. So it's a blessing, amen, to know that God has left, amen, for a purpose. He didn't have to leave us here. We could have been out of here. I know that's the way I feel. Amen. We could have been out of here. Amen. So we have to know and understand that. Amen. Because we're here tonight in him. That's such a blessing. We're here tonight in the Lord. He has hedged around us tonight. And you got to know that the enemy cannot get to us except God gives him permission. Amen. So we have to see, know, and walk in it. We don't have to fear the enemy tonight. We fear God, not the enemy. We fear God. We don't have to fear the kind of things and the imaginations that want to get in us and tell us that, oh, you know, you're going to have this, and you know. No, we have the Lord, amen? So we have to see, know, and understand that, amen? So we have to know, amen? Psalm 119 said, I bless the Lord under the undefiled. Blessed are the undefiled in the way to walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy Sabbath. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. We don't come for a shape or form because there's no power in that. Mm-hmm. No anointing in that. I can imagine y'all been on this line now. I think I don't know, probably for over a year. You're not wearing yourself out and so to speak for a shape or form. For if there's ever been a time we need Jesus, we need him now, because we have to know, amen, that we're walking in his staff and in his commandments. We know before, amen, all of this, the end of time, how man will try to control you, and especially us, the people of God. So it's time for us to stand up and get some backbone in the Spirit of God and speak what thus said the Lord. And we are blessed, the young men, we are blessed more than we can count. Hallelujah. So we have to know, see, and understand that, amen, and speak to the things of the Lord. Know, amen, that it's God that brought us all the way. Sometimes he said, thus far. But when I look back over my life, it was God. It was God that brought us. He didn't bring us thus far. He has brought us all the way. All the way. From the time we was conceived, God has kept his hand on us. Amen. So we give him the glory tonight. We give him the honor. And we have to know and understand that the enemy wrote our work to be in the dark. As Isaiah 29, he wants us to work in darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. Mm-hmm. It's no darkness in him. Mm-hmm. It's no fear in him. Amen. So we know, amen, again, that his name carries more authority than any name. Think about that tonight. His name is more powerful. His power than anything. His name has more strength than COVID-19. His name has more strength than the vaccine shot. The name of Jesus. But a lot of times I've seen many that they pray, but they don't believe because their heart condemns them. I heard somebody say something about the heart tonight. Why is our heart tonight? Am I sitting here saying one thing and my heart is saying another? Am I sitting here ministering the word to you all over tonight? But my heart is not right. Our heart has to be right, people of God. When David went out to fight Goliath, he was a little thing. And sometimes the enemy look at you, he look at me as nothing. Amen. But I don't care how small we look to him in stature. Mm-hmm. But is our heart right? When we pray, is our heart right? When we talk to God, amen, is our heart right? So our heart has to be right. But the scripture said when David went to fight Goliath, and the Lord even spoke to me, he said, this COVID-19 is a Goliath. But we got something to fight him with. And that's the name of Jesus. And that's the righteousness of God. And that's the faith in God. We have something to fight with. All we have to do is use what we got. Amen. And these abominations that's in the house of God, get rid of them. Get them out the house of God. Get them out my house, wherever they are. Get them out. And we already got the power, people of God. We already have what we need. We don't have to pray for nothing else. Just use what we got. But when he fights Goliath, it's always going to be an obstacle in any way. I don't care what we try to do. You got to expect that. We got to believe that. When we are doing good, amen, evil will show up. But do we have enough faith in God to tell evil, you can't come in tonight? You can't come in tomorrow night. Because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. We serve a mighty God. But when we do things or go to do something, everybody got something to say. Even in this pandemic we're in, everybody want to know, have you done this or have you done that or have you drank the wine? Oh, have you done this? Or have you done that? It comes a time we have to make up our own mind in some things and say, I can do this in the name of Jesus. I can do it. Because what? Amen. He strengthens me. The Lord is my strength and my salvation. But a star came and told David, amen, you ain't got on the right outfit. Let me give you an outfit and you're going to win the battle. We don't need nothing but Jesus. We don't need the devil's outfit. And a lot of times we don't realize, amen, we could put on the wrong thing and go to war, and we're gonna win, lose the war because what? We got on the wrong outfit. And David come to himself. He tried. He went to cry it all. He said, No, I better not do this here. Because I know what God has given me. I don't. But we don't trust God. And we don't trust him, amen, and we don't believe what he said. Just like Acts said, he said it, and I believe as he has said it. He said, I'm blessed, I believe that. He said, I'm prosperous and in health, I believe that. He said, in Deuteronomy 28, as I walk diligently in him and be obedient to him, I'm blessed when I go out and I'm blessed when I come in. And nobody can stop my blessing but me. Nobody. I don't care how you speak a word on me. I don't care. We don't care. Nobody can stop it because I believe God. And he says, amen, as we are under the shadow of his wings, God is going to shield his people. And he says he knows those that are here, healed, and he protects his own. He protects his own. He keeps his own. God knows we love him tonight. Amen. But sometimes I have to check myself and say, well, Lord, am I going along with anything that's not like you? See, it's time I for well, she my friend, and I just can't say that too. I just can't do that. Are you calling those of my God? We got to obey God. So people are going to get out of here, and most likely they won't go to the right place if we don't tell them. Somebody has to tell me the truth. Amen. A lot of times we want to hear all of us here, God will hear something to tickle my ears. It's time out for that. It's time, amen, to be making our bed up. And if he don't come for another 100 years, he said, amen, that we know not the day or the hour, but he will come. Amen, he will come. All the things now that we see happening all around us. My God. People getting out of here in numbers. Big numbers. Mm-hmm. And even the pandemic that we have been in, and God is truly blessed. He has blessed with money. He probably had more to eat in this pandemic than we ever had. He had to throw away money. But let me serve numbers tonight. Trouble is ahead of them. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to leave them. In him, and I'm going to move, and I'm going to have my baby. And I'm going to enjoy Jesus. I'm going to enjoy, amen, what he's doing. But trouble is ahead of us. It's not behind us. Mm-hmm. It's ahead of us. God is trying to prepare us going to be. He's trying to prepare his people. He's trying, amen, to get us in that place. And we have a mind, amen, to stay there. Amen, in him, for it's just ahead of us. So we have to look at what's happening all around us. Amen. We have to see, know, and understand that. But this nation has not kept the word of God like in the church of Sodom. There are only a few who have not defiled their garments, who walk with Christ in robes of white. Revelation 3:10. Amen. Psalm 91:10 says, no plague shall come not our dwelling, but disobedience and rebellion avoid the promises of safety and protection. If the words say no plague will come not thy dwelling, if I'm obeying God and I'm living the way he told me to live, I'm not afraid. Believe what he said. And as he has said it, it will be. Amen. So we yet can walk tall in him and trust him. Amen. So we have to know the only way we can avoid the word of God in our lives is walk out of the word, disobey him. That's the way we avoid the word of God. But we're living in time, not in a time now where we just believe in the grace and mercy of God. We have to obey God. The word told us to do. We have to walk in the word. And if we don't know which way to go, ask somebody. Amen. If we don't know what to do, ask somebody. But he said, amen, in Hosea 4:16 or something like that, or 4:7, I think. Then my people perish for lack of knowledge and understanding. And because, amen, you rejected me, says God, I'm going to reject you. So we don't need to just think that God, he loves us, but we got to obey. We got leaders in now telling people, do what you want to do and ask God to forgive you. No sin goes unpunished. He's going to forgive you. But you still, we still got to come with what you sow. We don't have nothing else to reap but what we sow. I know y'all, you know you can't hear me, but I pray you love the Lord tonight. I mean, you hear me, but I can't hear you. And I pray you love the Lord tonight. Amen. Let's fall in line and do what this word is saying. Amen. Don't let nobody talk us out of the word of God and out of doing what God said do. The way he said, dude, it's no in-between. It's no sprouting sin. But listen at her. I didn't tell you I was perfect. But my God, I'm like Paul. I'm in the flesh. I'm striving tonight. This is what we got to do. Amen. I've heard them say, well, don't never say what you ain't going to do. You, my God, well, we can't say what we're not going to do. The scripture says we have life and death in the power of the tongue. We use the slogan, speak it, and it'll come to pass. And that's true. But why we can't say that? See, the enemy don't want us to be strong and stricken in what God would have us to do. He wants us to play around. Because he knows it. And we got to know, too, that making us do anything, he can't make us do nothing. We have to give in to it. Mm. It's just set before. Whatever it is, good or evil, it's up to us what we accept. That's why we need to know the word of God, and we need to, amen, know what he's saying and get a revelation of it. We don't get a revelation for a little bit. Have it for that. Well, I didn't know. Oh, you didn't know he said about people parents for lack of love? Things happen and you didn't know it because you just didn't know how to walk in it, or you didn't know how to not walk in it because you didn't have the knowledge of God. And back to what I'm saying, and we close it. When David went out, was going out to fight Goliath, amen, the enemy wanted to put him on an outfit that wasn't of God. A lot of times we fight battles and we'll lose it because we have gotten out of the will of God. We're not losers. We're victorious tonight. The people of God, we have victory in Jesus tonight, last night, and tomorrow night. We got the victory. Hallelujah. See, know and understand it. You do not lose when you obey God. You don't lose. You might go through something or the wind might kind of blow you sideways, but you're coming out victorious. So everything we go through is a word from the Lord for everything that is attracted to us. No matter what it is, when we obey the word of God, we winners. We people of God, we the children of God, we will not die with corona like the world. All right, it might come by us, and we might have to blow out a nose every once in a while, but we're going to live and not die, and we're going to declare the works of the Lord, because what? We belong to Jesus tonight. It sounds like it. I mean, just we don't, we're not going to fall in these things and these rumors that the world is putting out here. That's not for us. We have to set an example. That's what God got us for, people of God. We have somebody in here tonight. So we got the victory.
Hallelujah. I got the victory. Hallelujah.
I got the victory tonight. But we just stand still and be still and wait on God. And that's another thing. Sometimes we don't wait on him long enough. We want him to do what we want him to do right now. Sometimes, we have to wait. Be still and know that he's God. The battles we're in, they don't belong to us. They belong to God. My God. If I can testify over or promulgate, I ought to be able to say, God kept corona from me. But we're afraid to say, well, you know, everybody this year, and if you, and we don't know. Let's come out of that. Let's come away from it. If we lead here, let's lead here, declaring and believing the word of God. I mean, I ain't just saying believe it. I mean, stand on it like never before. But Goliath was similar to the corona. He had took people down, and he had did all his devilment. He did, and somebody said, somebody helped out a man to take this thing down. Can we get somebody? Can we get somebody to believe? Can we get somebody to come on in here and take this fact, this Goliath out of here? Goliath in our lives, and we act like we can't do nothing. Will I can do all things through Christ who's drinking me. And when David showed up, amen, the enemy always going to sidetrack you. Give me 5 more minutes. The enemy always going to want to sidetrack me. We have to know what we're going into in the word of God. Hallelujah. But Goliath, David said, I'm here to take you down. Do we think that God wants us to be defeated? No. We as people of God, we as children of God, God wants us to get victory in everything we go through. He wants us to get victory. Amen. And we already have it. Amen. If we use it. He wants us to get victory over slack, over lack. And cast down every imagination that exalts itself against God. Cast that stuff. Get it out of our spirit. If you don't want to go, I'm still going. And a lot of times we're not going to be able to take a lot. We're not going to be able to take sometimes our family with us because they don't believe. They don't believe God is a cancer healer. He's already has done it. All we have to do is receive it. A lot of things we have, we have something on our own self. I'm seeing people, they rather talk negative talk than talk positive talk. But David said, I'm going to take you out of here and go lie. Oh, no, you just a little boy. You just little in stature. Your face, you don't even look right. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. But my God, my God, my God. See, the enemy wants to test us a lot of times to see where we are in the Lord. God will let us get out there just sometimes show us what we're going to do. We already know. But we get out there and we pass up. We forget God thinks he will be with us. The only way God rejects me is I reject him. The only way God rejects us is we reject him. To know and understand. But when David went in the city, he went, amen, to take Goliath out. In the name of Jesus. And see, the enemy talks strong. He talks. He show up like he bad. But as I used to hear, amen, the prophet S.C. James said on them a many times. Some of y'all see me, you know. Said on them a many times. Amen. He ain't nothing but going on his dorm. He don't even have no feet. So we have to know and understand, amen, he act like he's bad. The scripture said he comes as a ruined lion. He act like he's a lion. He want to sign like he's a lion. He wants you to be afraid of him, that you'll back up and not obey God. But not David. He said, no, you done enough damage. Amen. I'm taking you down. And this is the attitude we have to have. This is the spirit we have to have. If we do this thing, amen, in the name of Jesus, God, if we stand for God, God is going to stand for us, people of God. We know that tonight, don't we? Amen. If we stand for him, God is going to stand for us. And he's going to shake hands strong in the midst of the people. He's going to perform his every word. And he has spoken. But my main word to us tonight, we got to walk in obedience to him. We have no power outside of the word of God. We have no anointing outside of the word of God. Can't do a little bit of this over here and go over here and do. Let's do the best we can for the Lord. The best we know how, people of God. And everything, love our neighbor. Love. Some people got family members tonight. They upset me. They had spoken to him. And what we going to do if Jesus comes tonight? We're going to leave him mad with somebody? We're going to leave him mad with somebody? It's not worth it. But we still. Hey, we going back with the Lord. Not so. Get it right. Amen. Let's get it right. What it is we don't have right, it's not going to harm nobody but us if we don't get it right. Whatever it is. Somebody might own somebody. Damn, you know you old folks. And you got it to give it to them. If we got their money and didn't give it back, we lied. Amen. So let's do what the word said. Get all this abomination out of the house of God. Get all this abomination. And don't go along with it, even if we're not doing it. We're not doing it. But let's not even go along with the word. That's all. Amen. I thank God for the lying. Well, I'm going to say that. Thank God for this line. I will say that. Amen. And I mean that from my heart. I thank God for this line because many people today, they don't want the truth. They can know you personal. And still, they don't want to see you coming. Y'all ever seen anybody like that? Y'all here? Amen. But the unthinkable is going to happen to America. And I'm closing. And a candle, we will believe thee. The prophets of peace and the prophets of peace and prosperity will reply, God has promised to keep us from the day of the wrath. He kept the word because we have kept his word and his patience. Revelation 3 and 3. Little babies have been a boy. Somebody got this. Sacrifice for this stuff. I know it's probably a few people on the line tonight, but I think we're going to hear what the Lord is saying, and we really don't obey. We'll show up today. We open the line up.
Thank you, ma'am.
Amen. We know how that. We people of God. Amen. We're getting ready to call them. Amen. I want to hear some feedback tonight. Amen. I want to know that somebody is willing to walk in the will of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. Glory to God. What a message. What a message. What a message. Amen. Walking in obedience. Praise God. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. For Pastor. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Pastor, amen. Nellie Keith on the word tonight. Praise God. Amen. Strong word tonight. Amen. Amen. You can't do nothing but say ouch. Glory to God. Amen. 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 So we praise God tonight. You let us know. Praise God. Amen. The authority that Jesus' name, praise God, is above every name. Amen. His name is powerful. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know that, praise God, there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. But yet, we still must have to walk in the obedience of God. Amen. In order, praise God, amen, in order to be a child of God, we must obey. Amen. Amen. The voice of God. Praise God. Amen. And stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And to know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Glory to God. Amen. Talked about Goliath. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And what she was talking and letting me know, giants do fall. Praise God. Amen. But it took little wimpy David, as they call him. Praise God. Amen. Goliath wanted a man. He wanted someone as big as he is to fight. Amen. But sometimes, amen, we misses it. Praise God. To know, praise God, it don't take no big person to bring a big person down. Praise God. Amen. David proved that. Praise God. Amen. All he took, praise God, was just one smooth stone. Amen. Glory to God to take Goliath down. Amen. As she was saying, amen, it's going down tonight. Praise God. Amen. This is it. We're cutting it right here. Praise God. Amen. We're going to yet walk in the obedience of God. If you haven't, praise God, amen, been walking like the Lord told you, praise God, tonight is your night. Amen. To tell the Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Forgive me. Praise God. I went left. You told me to go right. Praise God. Amen. But tonight, amen, I want to surrender my all and all to you. Tonight, praise God, amen, the enemy has been having you blindside, amen, glory to God, amen, to making you looking at, amen, your situation, your problem, more bigger than what it is, amen, the devil is a liar, amen, we are going to walk in the obedience of the Lord tonight, praise God, amen, if that's you tonight, praise God, amen, want to make that step, praise God, amen, been walking contrary to the word of God, amen. Tonight is your night, amen. And we open the doors. Somebody said open the doors of the church tonight, praise God, amen, so you can come in and fellowship, praise God, with the body of Christ, praise God, amen, and get on the right road, praise God, amen. That right road is Jesus. Glory to God, amen, and give your life, amen, to Jesus tonight, amen. Glory to God, amen. We will definitely pray with you, praise God, amen, and I want you to know, praise God, amen, that Jesus is a forgiving God. He loves you. Glory to God, amen. If that's you, amen, just match star 6, come on over, amen, and we'll pray with you. As she said, praise God, in the word, amen, it's not a time to be playing, not a time, amen, we're in serious time, praise God, amen, ain't got time to play, praise God, crack jokes, praise God, and tell you, praise God, amen, about how much fun you had last night, amen, down on 49th Street, did this street or whatever street, amen. But talk about the street, amen, glory to God, amen, the street that's paved with gold, glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, praise, thank you, Jesus, amen. Let's talk about, amen, the goodness of Jesus, amen, glory to God. If that's you tonight, amen, just match star 6, amen, glory to God, amen, and we'll pray with you, amen, and pray the plan of salvation, glory to God, amen, with you tonight, to give your heart to Christ, to give your heart to Christ, amen. We have given it, amen, you and I, praise God, if you're in the world, you done gave it to everybody else, amen, to the wrong man, to the wrong girl, praise God, thought this gonna work out, but it didn't work out, amen. Try Jesus, amen, give your heart to him tonight, praise God, amen. He will never let you down, praise God, he won't tell you no lie, he's straight up with you, praise God, hallelujah, amen, he'll walk with you all the way, amen, glory to God, amen, he'll never leave you or forsake you, glory to God, amen. If that's you tonight, praise God, you want a closer walk with the Lord, amen, just match star 6, amen, and come on over, we'll pray with you, glory to God, amen, amen, because we don't want you to leave this place the same way you came, praise God, walking in the obedience of God, amen. I know you have heard the voice of God, amen, many of us have, amen, glory to God, amen, but we have yet turned a deaf ear, amen, but tonight is not a time to turn a deaf ear tonight, amen, glory to God, tonight is tonight for you to open your heart, open your ears, amen, glory to God, and hear the voice of God, amen. You got one in your ear saying, don't do it. You got one in the other ear saying, come. Amen. The one that's saying, come, come to Jesus. Go with that word. Go with that one. Amen. But the other one in the ear saying, don't come. Amen. That's the enemy. Glory to God. Amen. But go with the voice of God that's saying, come to me. Come to me, my child. Amen. Glory to God. Come. Amen. Man, start 6. Amen. Glory to God. If that's you tonight, amen. Glory to God. Amen. He's waiting on you. Hallelujah. Amen. Come to Jesus while you still have time. Amen. As you said, praise God. So many is leaving this place, leaving this earth, not just 1, 2, and 3. Amen. Hundreds, thousands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If that's you tonight, amen. Want prayer. Amen. For salvation. Amen. Match star 6. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If not, praise God. Amen. Actually, those that desire prayer, praise God. Amen. For, amen. For whatever reason, sickness. Amen. Loved ones not feeling well, going through situation. Glory to God. Amen. In the valley of decision, hallelujah, amen. Something is, we say, something has come up and I just don't know how to deal with it. Amen, amen, amen. God is a prayer answering God. Amen. He loves to work with those. Something has coming up things. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Those that desire prayer. Amen. Just match star 6. Come on over. Amen. We'll pray with you. Hallelujah, prayer of faith. Glory to God. The prayer of faith. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to hold on to it, but let it go tonight. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go, praise God. Amen, and give it to Jesus. Amen, he can handle it. Glory to God. As long as I turn it all over to the Lord. He worked it out. He worked it out. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just match star 6. Come on over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Walking in obedience. Glory to God. Amen. If not, praise God. We thank God for you tonight. Praise God. Amen. For being with us tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know that. Glory to God. Amen. Awesome, beautiful word on tonight that the Lord blessed us with. Praise God. Amen. To take heed to the word of God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Try not let, amen, these words, the messages, amen, that you're hearing, glory to God, try not to let it slip. Praise God. Amen. Because you know why? It's coming up again. Amen. It's coming up again. Praise God. I mean, you're going to hear these words again somewhere. Amen. Glory to God. It's going to, amen, and you're going to remember. I heard that word. Well, somebody said, walk with, amen, in obedience. Amen. If someone said something about, amen, want to be saved, amen, all you have to do is repent of your sins. Amen. It's coming up again. Praise God. These are not just words, amen, that we're reading, amen, off a card or cue card. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You're hearing from real people that have real problem, real situation. Amen. Real people that have been down to the lowest. Praise God. Amen. We couldn't find our way back. Amen. Glory to God. On our own. But it took the hand of God to bring us back. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. To a place that we have never been before. Amen. We've been where you've been. Glory to God. Amen. To where we heard the word, but we rejected it. Kept saying, amen, I won't get saved tonight. I'll come back tomorrow night. Amen. I'll come back the next night. Then the next night come, amen, we didn't come back no night because we realized we was not ready. Amen. We come to let you know you're never ready. Glory to God. Never ready. The enemy won't let you be ready. He will not let you be ready. He will take you to a places where you didn't intend to stay that long, but you stayed longer than what you was intended to. You liked it, so you kept going back. And that's what the enemy is. He's a drugger. He drugs you to where it makes it feel good, to where you don't want to ever leave this place again. Amen. And what I meant, the place, is the place of pleasure. He's a drugger. He drugs you up, gets you all out of your mind, and use you as a tool. That's who the devil is. But we extend to you. And that's why the PNN is on, to spread the gospel, spread the good news. Oh, this could be, Evangelist Bradley could be doing other things. Amen. Because she's gifted. Amen, like that. But she chose, glory to God, the call that God had laid on her life to come on PNN to spread the good news. It's going to come a time, people of God, save or unsaved, you're going to wish back for this moment. You're going to wish back for this hour. You're going to wish for Evangelist Bradley's voice. You're going to wish if you could just hear, praise God, amen, Minister Emmanuel, amen, Minister Ollie, glory to God, amen. All, amen, Pastor Nelly, praise God, amen, glory to God. Kid, you're going to wish for the word again. Amen, other voices that you have heard. That's why I say don't let these words, amen, and these messages slip through your hands. Those that are not saved, praise God, and those that we are that are saved, and we need, amen, another touch. Nothing wrong with another touch. It don't mean you're not saved or sanctified or filled with the Holy Ghost. It just means that, hey, we just been going through some things. The same anointing that we had, we felt on Sunday, hey, that's gone. I need another touch. I need another touch. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I just wanted to share that with you. Praise God. Amen. So we don't take it for granted. Glory to God. Amen. Why I say that. Amen. Amen. Our sister, dear sister, is gone. Amen. Glory to God. Awesome woman of God. Amen. Know nothing but the word. A preacher, a reacher, prayer warrior, however. here today and gone tomorrow. Amen. But the woman of God spoke, be obedient, walking in the obedience of God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to give you the numbers, praise God. Amen. To where you can get a copy, praise God, amen, of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God, amen. Don't want you to miss out. Amen. Want you to know, amen, that you can get a copy, amen, of the broadcast. Praise God. Amen. And the number is 912, amen, 257-3912. The number again, praise God, is 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If you can't get through that number, amen, there's another number that you can dial, 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. Amen. To get a copy, amen, of the broadcast tonight, walk in obedience. Glory to God. Amen. I enjoy that message. Amen. Tonight, praise God. Amen. To know. Amen. Amen. We must obey the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight for you. You and yes, you on tonight. Amen. I want to say again, we thank you for joining us, praise God, amen, on the PNN Prayer News Network tonight, praise God, amen, and to Daniel Bradley, praise God, amen, and to the message and the messenger, amen, on tonight, praise God, amen, I want you to know, amen, glory to God, Jesus loves you, we do too, praise God, amen, and we're going to get ready to pray, amen, tonight, praise God, amen, amen, for the speaker on tonight, amen, and for you, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That you continue your walk in the Lord. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we are grateful tonight for the word on tonight, what our ears have heard and our heart has felt. Hallelujah, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because she ministered out of the depths of her heart, oh God. And we ask you tonight, Lord, to bless, amen. Hallelujah, the woman of God tonight. Praise God. Bless Pastor Nellie Kidd tonight, oh God, bless her tonight, bless her home, bless her hands, bless her walk with you, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen her, oh God, Lord, to enlarge her territory, oh God, Lord, to bless her in the mighty name of Jesus, to continue, Lord, to spread the good news, oh God, to continue, oh God, Lord, to use her for your glory, oh God, and we thank you tonight for Evangelist Bradley, for obedience in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we thank you tonight, oh God, Lord, for the PNN. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you, oh God. But we realize, oh God, hallelujah, that you just continue, oh God, continue to bless it over and over and over again. Oh God, bless every listener tonight. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, that it continue, oh God, to expand. Continue, oh God, to grow. Continue, oh God, Lord, to just have, hallelujah, your way, praise God, I'm on the line tonight, heal tonight, deliver tonight, set free tonight, hallelujah, oh God, that the word tonight drop in somebody's spirit tonight, oh God, hallelujah, to know, hallelujah, that the enemy come to deceive and don't want them, oh God, Lord, to walk, hallelujah, oh God, in the newness of life, but God, we come in the name of Jesus, oh God, decree it and declare it tonight that salvation, hallelujah, come upon this line in Jesus' name. Glory to God, Lord, that the hallelujah, the word, hallelujah, oh God, that it manifests itself. Hallelujah, somebody's heart tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God, we'll forever give you praise tonight. Hallelujah, oh God, continue, oh God. Hallelujah, to have your way, God. Hallelujah, we thank you. We praise your name tonight for what you're doing and what you're going to do. God, we thank you for victory. Hallelujah. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, oh God, for the manifestation. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We speak it tonight. We decree and declare tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that victory. Hallelujah, oh God, blessings among blessings, oh God, tonight. Hallelujah. Come upon your peoples, oh God, tonight. Hear the land in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and we'll forever give you praise, honor tonight, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Bless you. Praise God. Amen. Forget, praise God, to call the numbers tonight. Praise God, to get a copy. Amen. Hallelujah. Of the service on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And if that's the case, any other service, amen, they will assist you. Praise God. Amen. To whatever copy that you desire tonight. Amen. Again, we want to say we thank you. Praise God. Amen. For coming on, joining us tonight on the PNN Prayers New Network. Praise God. Amen. Get excited about Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We must and have to be excited, amen, about the word of God. Amen. Why? Because we always, amen, always looking at people complaining, amen, glory to God, about the time, what's going on in the, amen, in the United States, or what's going on around us. Praise God. Amen. But I made a vow. Praise God, amen, and decree and declare to myself, I will not let my problem or my situation bend me over to where I cannot lift my head, amen, and my hands up to the Lord and tell him thank you, amen. So saints of God, amen, don't ever, praise God, let your problem or situation got you all bent out of shape, praise God, amen, but stand up in Jesus, praise God, amen. As the word says, if we walk in obedience, amen, glory to God, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, amen, glory to God, but walk in, praise God, amen, in the word of God, amen. But come back on tomorrow night, praise God, amen, same place, same time, amen, on the Prayer News Network. Tell somebody about it, praise God, share it, the good news, amen, with someone, amen. God bless you, praise God, amen, until tomorrow night. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll see you again. Have a blessed night. God bless you. Bye-bye.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.